You're listening to the international hit show, The Baby Names Podcast. And here are your hosts, the Moss Sisters.
I'm Jennifer Moss.
And I'm Mallory Moss Katz.
And we're the founders of BabyNames.com.
And we're sisters, too.
Yes, it's fun doing a podcast with your sister.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, so our first segment is always names that we've discovered since our last show. And I just got back from a tech conference and I found some cool names. One is Hamza, H-A-M-Z-A, which is Arabic for lion. And an interesting name pair, Bodhi Quirk. He gave one of the talks this weekend. And as long as we're on Q names, I met a woman named Quarry, Q-U-A-R-R-Y, like the rock quarry. And I asked Quarry about her name, and she told me that her mom wanted to name her after Marie Curie. And the hospital staff kept pressuring her to choose a baby name before they left the hospital. So she kept saying Curie, Curie, but English was her second language. So they put Quarry on the birth certificate.
Oh, no, that was not what she wanted.
No, but she likes her name. And she was really excited that I told her we were going to add it to the babynames.com database.
And the podcast. I hope she's listening.
I hope so, too.
All right, well, the names I have this week are from the Emmys.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited.
So what I'm going to do are list some names that I've gotten from the list of Emmy nominees.
Oh, cool.
So I am going to make a game out of this. So okay. I am going to name the first name of the actor, and you can tell me either the last name or the show.
Okay.
So the first name that I liked was Sterling.
That's easy. Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us.
I never watched it, but I heard it was good.
Oh my God, you have to watch it. It's awesome. But you have to have a tissue box with you on each episode.
Let's see. How about Milo?
Milo Ventimiglia. Same show.
Okay. Tatiana.
Ah, oh, Miss Lani from Orphan Black.
I love that show.
Oh, me too. I still have to catch up.
She's amazing.
She is.
All right, Evan. And this might be tricky.
Evan, can you tell me female or male?
No.
Ah, okay, so I'll guess Evan Rachel, I forgot her last name, from Westworld?
Yes, Evan Rachel Wood.
Oh, Wood. I was going to say Brown. So, yeah, okay. Wood is Brown. Alrighty. Okay, keep going.
Issa?
I don't know Issa.
Issa Rae from Insecure.
Oh, yeah. It's like an HBO show or something?
Yep, exactly.
I don't have HBO. Okay.
All right. Benedict?
Oh, that's an easy one. Cumberbatch, Sherlock.
Well, actually, it's for his show Patrick Melrose.
Oh, okay.
Edie.
Edie Falco?
Yep.
Okay.
The show is Law and Order, okay. True Crime, The Menendez Murders.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet. That should be good.
How about Millie?
I don't know Millie.
Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things.
Oh, right, right. Is that the main girl?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. I saw that.
Seven, I think her name
right,
is.
Right, yeah.
Or six.
Six. I don't know. It's a number.
Maybe it's five.
No, no, no. It was 11. Six was Battlestar Galactica, and seven was Seinfeld.
All right. So what, Lena?
Lena Headey, Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay, she's awesome.
Zazie?
I do not know Zazie.
Zazie Beetz from Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Another show that's on my list.
Aidy, A-I-D-Y.
Well, that's a cool name. It's kind of like Aida, but with a Y. I do not know Aidy.
Bryant from Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
How about Finn?
Finn Wittrock. Assassination of Gianni Versace, right?
American Crime Story, yeah.
Okay.
And I like the name Johnny, too.
Yeah.
G-I-A-N-N-I. I like that.
Yeah, it's pronounced Johnny, like J-O-H-N-N-Y, really. And I just want to say, The Assassination of Gianni Versace was one of the most amazing series I've seen this year. And Finn has also appeared in American Horror Story. He's good, but my bets are on Ricky Martin and Darren Criss, which are both great performances, and I'm rooting for both of them.
Well, we're recording this before the airing, but this episode will drop the day after, so we'll see if names have any effect on whether they win or not.
Yeah.
And as an aside, the Emmy, which is an actual statue, was named after a camera tube used in television called an image orthicon, known to those in the industry as Emmy. But they settled on Emmy because it was a female statuette.
That's cool. Thanks for that info, Mal.
You betcha.
So our topic of the week is occupational names, which come from surnames, but the way we're talking about it as used as first names. So when someone has an occupational name, a name that is derived from a job or a trade, most likely it was originally an English last name or surname. In Old England, old with an E, surnames were derived by several different things. Your occupation could be one of them, where you lived, who your father was, or your characteristics. So it could be John the redheaded dude, or John that lives in the field by the forest, or John the shoemaker. Of course, they were all shortened after a while.
And also, it could be John's son, son of that other John.
Yes. And even though it's trendy now, using surnames as first names is not a new thing. It was popularized by high society, aka the rich people, when they wanted to denote more lineage than just the father's. So if the mother came from a prominent family, they might use her maiden name as the child's first name. For example, the boy not only comes from the Carrington line, his father's surname, but maybe his mother was of the Connecticut Coopers. So this child of wealth would be named Cooper Carrington, or John Cooper Carrington, and they'd call him Cooper to basically advertise his prominent lineage.
Some occupational surnames were very literal, like Baker, Hunter, Miller, Page, Sawyer, Taylor, Sailor. Christie Brinkley has a daughter, Sailor. And let's see, Archer and Fisher.
Speaking of Fisher, I went to school with a kid named Steve Fisher, who flipped his name when he became an actor. Do you remember who that was?
Yeah, Fisher Stevens.
Yeah.
What is a Sawyer anyway?
A Sawyer is exactly how it sounds. It's a logger, or someone who literally saws wood.
That makes sense. Some occupational surnames are not so obvious. Take actor Kristen Bell, for example. The name Bell was originally a nickname for someone who lived near the town bell or had a job as the bell ringer.
Yeah, and actor Kaylee Cuoco has a surname which means cook in Italian. Foster is a variation contraction of forester. Faulkner, as in the writer William, is derived from falconer. Clark is a clerk, and that's how they say it in the UK, clerk. And that's just a contraction of the word cleric. Bailey is a bailiff. Cooper is a barrel maker. Harper, which is a super popular name now, literally means harp player or someone who made harps. Now, Chandler Bing, the character from Friends, had an occupational surname as a first name. Chandler is from the French word chandelier, which means candle maker.
And this is interesting. -ter at the end of a surname meant the female form of the occupation. Brewer meant brewer, but Brewster meant a woman brewer. Weber was a male weaver, but Webster was a female weaver. Dexter is used for both male and female and means dyer, like of clothing and fabric. And it does not mean serial killer, Jennifer.
I love the name. We've also talked previously about titles as first names, like Duke, King, Prince, Princess, Judge, Major. names I've recommended that you give solely to your pets, but those are technically occupational as well. They defined your role and your business.
But Earl has made the mainstream in terms of names. I work with an Earl, and he's even the third.
True. There are some assimilated titles now. Others would be like Deacon, Abbot, Sergeant, as in Sergeant Shriver, and even Hermann, which means soldier in German.
And guess what? Even Harry Potter has an occupational surname. It literally means pottery maker.
Yeah.
And Harry means army ruler, so he is army ruler and pottery maker, a soldier masquerading as something else, just like his character. Anyway, let's go back to the charts and list some occupational names that are hitting the top 10. On the boys' side, there's Chase, Hunter, Carter, Mason, Miles, also means soldier, Sawyer, and Archer.
And on the girl side, there's Harper.
I don't understand. There's only one?
Yeah, I mean, historically, occupations were primarily for men back in the day. But beyond that, the trend of giving surnames as first names is a little more prevalent on the boys' side. Although some of them do appear on the girls' side, like Taylor, which has gone down from number 10 in 2000 to 112 in 2017. And then there's Bailey also. And Bailey has become popular lately. But remember that show from the 70s, WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
There was a girl, Bailey, on that. And they think she, or that character in particular, had an influence on kids during that time who grew up and named their daughters and pets Bailey. There are a lot of pets named Bailey, too.
Interesting. And through the years, surnames change, whether it's through spelling variations, misspellings like at Ellis Island, pronunciation or name changes like our surname. One occupational surname can have very many different variations.
Definitely. There was no correct spelling of a name a couple hundred years ago. In fact, Shakespeare himself spelled his last name many, many different ways. And only once did he write it in the way that we spell it today.
Well, what does Shakespeare mean? Shaking the spear?
Kinda, yes. It's an ancient Norman name that would have been used after 1066, the conquest of England by William, Duke of Normandy, because the name was kind of made up of the Old English shocken, meaning to brandish, and spear, meaning spear. So it meant literally to shake a spear.
I shake my spear at you.
Yes, you often do.
Any other cool occupational surnames you recommend to parents, Jen?
Well, I really like the name Archer, and I believe that's become popular because of the adult cartoon, one of my faves. I also like Belle and Parker. I have a friend named Thatcher, and I think that's a really cool name. That's like from Roof Thatcher. Spencer has always been a fave of mine because of actor Spencer Tracy, and also Princess Diana. It was her maiden name. It's originally from the French le dispenser, a steward. Now, Ferrari comes from the root ferro, which is Italian, meaning metal worker, and Mahler means maker of stained glass windows.
Well, I do not recommend naming a baby Ferrari or Mahler.
Why?
Because I dislike both of them for baby names. Thank you.
Okay.
Mahler, I mean, I don't know.
That's kind of like Mallory.
I don't know.
I think if you have twins, you should name them Mallory and Mahler. No, I don't.
No, that's horrible.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Also, some other names I don't recommend are Kellogg, which is hog butcher.
Oh, I wonder if it really means like kill the hog. Kellogg. Huh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, watch Jennifer's mind work as we go. Monk Wiener, which means winemaker, not hot dog.
Okay.
Tinker, repairer of pots and pans. Packer. Why don't you like Packer, Jen? I like Packer.
Green Bay Packers are the mortal enemies of the Chicago Bears. Hello.
Okay. And Jennifer, this is Coke.
I know it's Coke.
All right. German for cook, and not because of the male organ, but because of the brothers.
Correct.
Eggler, egg seller, and head for headmaster. Yeah, not the best names, Jennifer Ann Moss.
No, we could go on and on, but you can search hundreds of occupational names by going to babynames.com, pull down search names in the main menu, and then names by category.
And now it's time for Celebrity Baby News.
Well, Richard Gere has just announced he is expecting a wife. No, he isn't. Richard Gere has just announced he is expecting a child with wife Alejandra Silva. The couple, who have an age difference of about 35 years, has been married for approximately 6 months now.
Oh, okay.
Each has a child from a previous relationship. Richard has an 18-year-old son, Homer, and Alejandra has a 5-year-old son, Albert.
Homer? I'm really surprised at that. I mean, we talked about mass association with a name, and that name is most identified with...
Homer Simpson.
Don't! Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's like naming your kid Bart nowadays.
You just can't do it.
You can't. Anyway, Taylor Hansen from the music group of the same name and wife Natalie announced that they are expecting their 6th child. They have 3 boys, Viggo, River, and Jordan, and 2 girls, Penelope and Wilhelmina. It's interesting they used both River and Jordan, since that is the name of the river.
Indeed, the River Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to wonder how this next couple met, and hopefully not in a catfish online. Neve Schulman, host of MTV's Catfish, announced that he and his wife, Laura Perlongo, are expecting another child. They have 1 daughter, Cleo James, who is almost 2. That's interesting. Both the first and second names are rare male-female crossover names.
Cleo is a male-female crossover name?
I mean, using Cleo for a girl, I've never actually seen it. I guess, have you? Cleopatra?
Yeah, it's from Cleopatra, really. I don't think it's a crossover name.
You think it's just a male name?
James! Definitely. It's not a male name. It's a female name.
Oh, I think it's only a male name.
Cleo?
Yeah.
I disagree. We're going to have to look that
All
up.
All right. It's a match.
It's a female name ever since ancient Egypt. Now, who says love can't be found on reality TV? Me, that's who. But anyway, Bachelorette stars Desiree Hartstock and Chris Siegfried announced that they are expecting their 2nd baby. Okay, I'll give it to them. The baby will join son Asher Wrigley, who is almost 2.
Ooh, I wonder if they are Cubs fans. And also, in reality baby news, you guessed it, there's another Big Brother baby on the way. Danielle Donato and Dominic Briones, who met on the set of Big Brother 13, had a baby girl on August 20th. They did not have a romance, or a showmance as they call it, on the show, but found love later on. The new bundle of Big Brother baby love is named Tennessee Autumn. Welcome to the world, Tennessee.
Tennessee Autumn. Wow, interesting. So we have a state name and a temporal name. There we go. Okay, for details about these stories and up-to-the-minute celebrity baby news, visit our celebrity baby blog on babynames.com. Just click celebrities in the main menu. And now it's time for our Baby Names Q&A, questions from you, our listeners. Dear Jennifer, what do you think of the name Amity Claire? Sincerely, Jamie. Well, that was short and sweet.
All right, shush. I'm going to answer this one. I don't care who she asked. The bottom line is I would never name my baby Amity, mainly because of the scary movie Amityville Horror from the 70s. That movie scared me cockaless when I was a kid. I understand it means friendship, Amity, but to me it means get the heck out of that house.
I had that same association. However, you have to realize that even though they had a remake of that movie, it's just not in pop culture anymore. So I'm not sure, like, even the millennials would make that association.
Well, I would.
I did too. And I wouldn't use it, but Jamie, if you love Amity Claire, go ahead and use it. I also got a very in-depth question from a woman named Amelia about becoming a baby namer as a profession. And since her question and my answer were fairly lengthy, I decided to post it on my blog, Ask Baby Names, on babynames.com. So to find it, just go to our site, babynames.com/blogs, and click on Ask Baby Names.
Hey, Jennifer, what do people need to do if they have questions to ask us?
They should write us at podcast@babynames.com. That goes directly to me and Mallory.
And if you like me more, send them to me first.
Mallory@babynames.com or Jennifer@babynames.com. You have to make the choice. But if you don't want to make the choice, just send it to podcast@.
Okay.
And if you're enjoying our show, please, 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 please take a moment to rate and review us. It helps others find it. And remember, if you love us, rate us.
But not if you hate us. And join us in our Facebook group to talk about this and other baby names topics. Facebook.com/groups/babynamespodcast. Well, we hope that if you're living on the East Coast, that you, your family, pets, and friends are safe from Hurricane Florence.
We need to do an episode on hurricane names.
Well, that's not really that interesting. They're just names.
So says you. Maybe we can find out who names them and ask for an interview or something.
All right, you do that. Hey, guys, have a great week, and thanks for tuning in.
We love you.
And I love you, Jennifer.
I love you. Bye.